This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is back on track as the militant group freed 17 more hostages. Those included 14 Israelis and a first American, a four-year-old girl with dual Israeli citizenship. In turn, Israel released 39 Palestinian prisoners on Sunday. It is a third exchange under a four-day truce deal. International mediators led by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are trying to extend the ceasefire. Hamas, for the first time, says it will seek to extend the deal by looking to release a larger number of hostages. Israel says it's open to extending if more hostages are released. Police say three young men of Palestinian descent who were attending a Thanksgiving holiday gathering were shot and injured near the University of Vermont campus. Police are searching for the suspect after three were shot Saturday night in Burlington. One of the men has suffered serious injuries. The others are in stable condition. The police chief says a white man with a gun approached the three who were walking and fired at least four rounds before fleeing. Also said the shooting may have been a hate crime. Protests have been widespread and tensions have escalated in the U.S. as the death toll rises in the Israel-Hamas war. Russian authorities say that Ukraine tried to attack Moscow with dozens of drones. That's just a day after Ukrainian officials said Russia launched its most intense drone attack on Kyiv since the beginning of its full-scale war in 2022. Russia's defense ministry and Moscow's mayor reported Sunday that Russian air defenses brought down at least 24 drones over the Moscow region and three other provinces to the south and west. One drone reportedly crashed into a high-rise apartment.